Coach, your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, I thought we came out well in the first half. Let up a set-piece goal, broken wall. Going to halftime, you know they're going to come for you. And you give another goal away in the second half on a pass back. I don't know how many goals they've scored in the run of play. We gave up a set piece, which is a really good part of their game. And then we give a poor giveaway on ours, and a guy goes in and taps it in 1v1 with the goalie. So that's on us, right? So, yeah, not happy with a result. The loss, in fairness, I don't mind losing a game if you get beat by a team who's going to really give it to you. And they did give it to us in the second half, but I thought it was two mistakes on our part. So, yeah, tough one.
First loss of the season, how would you assess your team's performance overall with the first five matches?
Yeah, 2-1-2, we're in a fine spot. They're undefeated, so that's our first loss to a team who's 4-0-1. You know, had to deal with a lot of direct play, had to deal with a lot of fouls, had to deal with a lot of long throws. You know, it probably prepares us for what's to come in our conference.
Just a couple things. What do you think that you guys did really well today?
Thought we had a couple times in the first half where we broke them down and pinned them in, and I thought we kind of let that go, just based upon our central play and our wide play. I think we kind of lost a little focus of that in the second half, and again, that comes to probably them staying high on us and us wanting to go long and us not being ready to get banged and complain if you do get banged, and you know, so I don't know how much we really executed today.
Any comment on the officiating?
No. My question always to referees is, do they know the teams that they're reffing, and do they understand what teams do, and then how are you gonna officiate? So I'm not a ref. Every ref thinks that they have the whistle, that's their thing. So sometimes coaches are always going to disagree with refs. That's just a natural part of the game in any sport.
Collins had a couple of strikes the last two games. Do you want to see more or create more opportunities for him to do that, or is that just kind of the flow of the game for him to convert on?
Yeah, I think, he's now scored two goals in two games, which is great for him, great for the group. Kind of find him in some higher spots in certain central pockets. But by design or not, I think it's been good for him. It's been two shots, so I'm happy for him.
And then the flow of the offense, do you want to see more corner kick opportunities in terms of pressuring the other team?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think like three of the corners that we had at the end of the game are bouncing. It's a cross, it hits their defender and hits our guy and goes out, right? Like, so those are just the unlucky parts of the game. Is, you know, like everybody will say, oh, you don't have corners, but you know, that doesn't look at, like, it can nick you on a little chance on a ball across and it nicks you out, and that happened twice in a row for Rent and another time for a guy. And so that's just, you know, that's when you know, is it not your day, right? But I look less of that. I mean, we're not an offsides team. We're not, you know, like in your throat. So maybe we don't generate as many corners as some teams do. But, you know, I don't think corners are going to be indicative of if a team is good or a team is not good in terms of an attacking style. But maybe I'm off on that.
Thank you.